about George Jackson, that when they isolate him, that only way
don't
he survived.
You dirty the name of George Jackson. Yeah. Don't you dirty the name of George Jackson. If George Jackson had this movement, he'd be alive. Don't you dirty his name. You're not worthy of his goddamn name. Don't you speak his name, you prick. Don't you mention it, because this organization would have saved George Jackson. It's pricks like you that sold him down the river that caused him to be dead. You're not a George Jackson. You're a punk. You goddamn miserable punks. You gangsters that want to identify with George Jackson, and if he'd had some of you miserable punks working with him, he wouldn't have been killed by the pigs. If he'd had this organization, he talked about it. You haven't read his books. He talked about this kind of organization we have. You miserable goddamn punk. Don't you ever dirty his name again until you can learn to cooperate and follow rules, you miserable punk.
And he said, like, only way you can survive, like, if you be in a box, if you take off your clothes, keep on putting back on, you never, you know, lose your head, nothing like that. And he thinks he's going to survive in the box.
No, he great punk. We put him in the fucking box with the frog tonight. Then see if you can stay away from the frog. One touch of the fucking frog. How about that, Willie boy? Big old gangland Willie boy. How about going in the box tonight with the frog?
Dan,
how about the frog?
Truthfully.
Why don't you get the frog? Why don't you put your hand in there with the frog? Dad. Come on, Willie boy. Put your hand in there. Put your hand in there, Willie boy. We might as well be free from you. Nobody else see it.
Thank you, Billy. I told you to, right?
Dad, when you're talking about being a crazy...
Got no problem. It's your problem. You touch a frog, you're dead.
You can take anything. You said
you take anything. How about Willie? How about Willie? Want to touch a frog tonight, Willie? You punk. You goddamn gangland punk. You've caused us trouble week after week, month after month. Got my blood pressure boiling, punk!
Right.
Ah, see, he's tough, he can handle anything. Handle his frog, Willie.
I know I can, Dad.
Handle it, pup. To open up and take it.
When Dad was talking about being a crazy nigger, that the only way you can win is to be a crazy nigger, Willie started saying... Dad, you were talking about being a crazy nigger, and that's the only way you could win. And Willie started saying, "That's right, right." Like the only way he was going to win by being a crazy nigger.
You want to die, do you, Willie? I don't give a shit tonight. Want to die, Willie?
No, I don't, Dad. But I'm not afraid to.
What's that?
I don't want to die, but I ain't afraid to.
Well, then go ahead and die.
I don't want to.
Huh?
I don't want to.
You big chump. Hold it. Let's think it through. Let the son of a bitch jump out.
Don't let it jump out.
What about it?
Dad, you know, like I said, I don't want to. You know, I said I was just pissed at the time. I mean, I didn't say it was your fault. I mean, at first I tried to hold it against you that how come I didn't get off the crew. But I didn't feel it was your fault. I felt it was pinning them because they didn't give you the right information.
And no. Last rally. No, it's no 2 days, Willie. It's your whole attitude. And you don't never exhibit a good attitude.
You're not afraid to die. You're not afraid to die.
No,
and you're not standing for anything. I'd be ashamed to die if I were you. Right. Defying an organization for socialism, I'd be ashamed to die.
Dad,
quit talking. I
just, what reason we got to think you won't change? I don't think you'll change where you're going.
Dad, if it was some other way, you know, I feel that everybody's up here, you know, hitting on. I mean, I'd rather let some senior that has some pain, not Sebastian, and the rest of these guys. I know you're going to kick my ass, but, you know.
Yeah, well, you don't know that any other time. You're so
one at a time.
You're talking about our pain. You're talking about our seniors' pain. If you were talking about our seniors' pain, you wouldn't be up here keeping them up at 1 o'clock in the morning. You want the seniors? You want the seniors?
Dad, really?
John, get out of the way. Let the seniors have it.
Come on, Willie. So tough now.
All right. You want some more of the seniors?
No, I appreciate better than these rest of these guys.
You want to keep being smartass, huh? You want to keep being smartass? I have put those people in charge, motherfucker. You goddamn prick. I'm the one to put that in there.
You fucking punk. We ain't fucking up all the time like you, so don't you come across like we ain't shit, you goddamn son of a bitch.
Back up here, George. I mean, Steven. Back up here. Back up. Now, hold it. You always want to say you're so tough. And you always want to look like you're right. I put those people in charge, so you're now better than they are. You're better than me. You don't think they should be entitled to beat on you. They can beat on everybody else's ass, but they're not supposed to beat on you because Willie Boy doesn't like for them to do it.
Good. Listen, Willie. God damn it. What I don't understand, instead of you competing with us, instead of getting on our fucking side, right? You're tough, right? So why don't you get on our goddamn side and help us fight? Huh? You're
punks so like you killed George Jackson. Don't you think you ought to make up for it?
Yes, Dad. I didn't say I was trying to be like George Jackson.
You didn't have to say you don't like him. You quoted him. You quoted him, and you're not worthy of quoting him.
Do you want to be like him? That ain't the question. Do you want to be like him?
You know, I know what I really want to be like, but I know I ain't gonna never be there. It's like that, so you know.
Well, that ain't what you said, damn it, man. Man, fucker. Hey, that. I could kick the shit out of any fucking one of us and as many at a time as he wants. And you don't see him walking around doing it. So tell me you want to be like him, all right?
He's lying. This morning I asked him the very same goddamn question and he said he wanted to be like Che Guevara.
Right. Saying a rebel, I mean.
And also when we tried to explain to him that he should follow father's example, he said, I couldn't do that in 1,000 lifetimes.
Look, Willie, I remember well what you said about father a few months ago. Father bleeds, father bleeds, father bleeds. And I remember what you said yesterday morning. You said, father, you're hostile against father and against me. Look, all your words of manipulation don't convince me one bit. You're a goddamn liar.
And also this morning when mother was talking to him, it was nothing but just pure hostility on his face. He had nothing but a glare in his eyes.
Hold it.
No good. You want
after they've checked you.
Y'all back up a minute. Damn, back up. Y'all back up.
What? All right.
Shut up. Killed by the fucking gang. That's what we should have done.
Yeah, he was tough.
They was chasing his ass. That's the only reason he's here, because you got him, because they were chasing his ass down Los Angeles Street. He couldn't go around the corner. And now we can't go home because this dumb ass.
That's true.
Put my glasses.
Why is it this way that you do this? I save you from worse than death. The Los Angeles police don't make it easy. Why you do this, Willie? I'm tired of these punks. No, you're not to be talked to. You're not to talk. You're on absolute strict silence. Your toughness is not doing anything but causing us difficulty. It's not helping the George Jacksons. This kind of independent toughness has killed them since the world began. By using your toughness against the organization.
But you can't defeat. You can't defeat. You can't defeat the organization.
That's right.
You don't want to die. If you do want to die, why in the hell don't you just take the goddamn frog?
You just said no when they told you to put your hand in it. You said no. Everybody else missed. I didn't miss it.
He don't want to die. That'd give him too much pleasure keeping us where we're going, keep him dead all shook up. We don't want to die. That'd give him too much fucking satisfaction to stay around here and bug us.
That's right.
So you're not afraid of dying, huh?
No, Dad.
Oh, why don't you take the frog then?
I'll take it.
And what are you going to prove with that, big man?
I'm
punk.
See,
what are you going to prove by taking a frog and dying tonight? The frog is he a capitalist? Is the fucking frog a capitalist?
No.
You silly ass fool. You think that being brave is an end in itself. It means not shit worth nothing unless it's connected with socialism. And you haven't got it connected with socialism. It's just Willie Malone against the world. Gangland Willie. So you're going to be tough and take the frog. At least you'd be out of our hair. You want to take the frog?
Yeah, I'll take it.
I'm sick of it. I said, do you want to take it?
Yeah. No, I don't. I don't want to take it, but...
You goddamn better quit, because I'm tired of this. Because a frog, you know, if you take the goddamn frog, ain't nothing in the world stops. Anybody in the world can pick up a frog wants to take a fucking frog. That's no problem. We haven't committed any crime at all.
Whose side are you on, man?
Answer Stephen's question.
Oh, I'm on Dad's side.
Okay, well, then stay on there.
Dad.
Why the fuck you fighting with us?
Yeah, that makes sense.
He just doesn't want to learn anything. He doesn't want to work hard.
Work the hell out of it. Maybe work
hard. I don't think the problem is his work.
It's not.
His whole value system.
He could have made a tremendous socialist. He can make one if he'd stop this belligerent shit of defending your own ego. You're worried about how you look more than how socialism looks. You're not worried about how socialism looks. You're worried about how Willie looks.
That's true, man.
You'll be one of the best if you can now cultivate how does socialism look. What the fuck if you were given a false report? How many false reports have I had on me? They put me in a goddamn television, on the newspaper headlines. People I've healed and got out of jail. Saved their goddamn life. Healed them of cancer. And a son of a bitch is, listen to me, Willie. How many false reports have been told on Father?
Millions, Dad.
Tell the truth. You feel bad about that? The truth?
Yes.
Why don't you act like
I don't give me no more trouble. Show me that you could make up for this. If you, a tough guy, could show me that you could be a nice guy, it'd make up for the hellish blood pressure tonight that's just making me sick as a dog. Can you go back to your seat and do this?
Yes, Dan.
Listen, not just your work. You already proved you can work. The way you talk to people. All right?
You know that people got to give rules and authority, and they're not going to do it perfectly. They're not perfect. You weren't perfect when you were doing it. So get back there and act like you can be on the team. Get on the right end of the team.
You know the whole reason the gangs didn't make it in the goddamn States is because they was proving themselves to each other, right? And you were killing each other off, right? Why don't you try to do something?
You can take 50 men if you'll get your ass together.
That's the fucking truth. You got something to fight for then, not just Willie.
Because they came here tonight, Willie, after you, my ass would be the one they'd have to take. And you ought not to put me through this. Just like it was in Los Angeles, it was my ass that got you out of there. So you think about Father's ass. And every time you cause trouble with somebody, I don't care how much you may think you've been wrong, you're causing trouble for me.
Yes, sir.
Sit down.
Thank you.
Vinnie Thompson, I don't want to do this kind of bullshit. First night she was hostile,
and said she didn't do anything to get on. In the morning, she said that man, Pastor Jones, said I only had to stay one night. She said that man, Pastor Jones, said I only had to stay one night. She said that all the people who reported Garnett to council in L.A. were liars, nasty, bad attitude. Talks back continuously, says she has arthritis, aches, and is cold, can't do this or that. Elsabel got mad and yelled at her. She called Dad, Pastor Jones, again today, complained throughout the whole day. Why don't you get your damn nasty ass together?
Well, Father, you know, you know, I apologize with you, but for him, not too long ago, and I've tried my best to not to say it. Said Father, and we had a meeting. You said, Vinnie, you can serve Pastor Jones. You remember David was having a meeting here at the church.
But no, still, we had a law that just reversed all that. Nobody still, called me Pastor Jones. No, you haven't been listening, Vinnie. That's a long time back. We said it was all. Everybody said it was Dad or our Father. There's no in-betweens.
Well, they were having, when the man gonna come.
I don't give a shit what was said back there. Since then, we've changed the rules.
They've changed the rules.
That's got nothing to do with this, all this bullshit behavior.
It's hard to say.
I am not. You said all the people that reported Garnett were liars. No wonder Garnett has trouble. Nasty attitude you kept. So we. Oh, shit. I don't want to answer this kind of shit, and I know what the answer is. Put him in a bed with a frog.
I think this is just bullshit that you're pulling. You need to do what you told, and I told you last night to do what you told, and keep your mouth shut. You're not going to get off the crew. So I think she should be sent to the box. Because she...
Okay. Are you going to get your ass together and get this shit? Now, you got to stay on there till you do. You can't be nasty. You can't be smart-ass. You can't say that L.A. counselors lied on Garnett. He isn't saying so. Did they lie on you, Garnett?
No.
Tell her what? The L.A. counselors what?
L.A. counselors, every time I went to counselors, it was my own fault. I was the one that was fucking up. No one was blaming anything on me or nothing. So I don't know where you got that shit from. And you always uphold me and everything I did bad. You always uphold me in it.
Because she wants you to uphold her and her bad.
True, that's true, Dad.
And she got fucked over now. You'll see how it'll work. If you people, where your mothers and grandmas have indulged you, if you turn on them, you see how much they really, and you tell them and make them line up and show them their faults, you'll see how much they uphold you. It's just a cover, CYA, cover your ass.
Mom, yes. Used to call the gun. That was like he was. One night he told you, he said, you's not helping me at all. Say, you ought to talk against me sometime and not talk up for me. And I couldn't help but cry because he was telling the truth.
Are you going to get on that ass and straighten up? Are you going to straighten up, Vinnie?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Okay, well, get on that, or get on that learning and straighten up. And all you seniors quit thinking your nasty ass attitude is going to keep you off learning. She's been going on the third day now. Now take note, some of you contrary ones that think that your age is going to keep you off. Barbara Walker, yeah, that's it. She's in the box. Jerry Baker reported Vincent for trying to get Penny back on learning. What's that? What are you talking about? It's Lopez back on scrub board. Just checking throughout the days with Joe Beam, who's writing up daily reports of Vincent. Vincent refused to tell Penny. Second time she asked what Willie Malone told him yesterday about taking one person at a time. Vincent has been kiss-assing up to Penny and other supervisors to look good, but bragging to Jerry that he is manipulating Penny, and he asked Jerry if he wanted Penny back on the learning crew. Oh, shit.
Dad, when me and Jerry was scrubbing clothes back there, me and Jerry was talking about, Jerry was telling me how he wanted to get off, he was going to write you a letter and tell you this and stuff. He said, and we was both talking negative about Penny, and, So I was doing real good with Penny and everything, and you know, when every little thing someone did, she'd try to get me to write him up, and you know, now that I'm messing up, she's getting Jerry, you know, it's just a thing that she's doing, you know, she's real paranoid and everything.
Okay, tell me this, my young man. Also reported that when he was very sick, Tom Partek, who's changing his name to Tom Smith, who doesn't want to go back to the States now, never wants to go back, he said. That's a breakthrough for him. He was sick and diseased with it. Why did you ask him if he hated Dad? Tom thinks he was pumping him to try to get something on him. Tom was very happy with Cleve. Doesn't want to go back to the United States at all now. Wants to change his name to Tom Smith. Why?
That was a long time ago when we was in the bush, Dad. When he asked me, he said, since you always get in trouble, he said, let me ask you this question. He said, if I keep on doing this and saying I want to go back, what do you think they'll do to me? And we was talking. I asked him. I said, you hate Dad, huh? And he said, and he didn't answer me. And I said, why don't you just come on and answer me? And he wouldn't answer me.
How long ago was this?
This was around it was a while back when I was in the bush with Ron.
How long ago was this, Tom?
It was at least a month.
What in the hell are we dragging something up a month?
I didn't know when it was, Dad. I'm sorry.
Oh, you did too.
I'm sorry.
God damn it, you must have known it was. You had to know that. If he told you. When did he tell you?
He told me today, Dad.
Oh, he told you today.
Told me today, Dad. Tom told me today.
See, this is what I feel. She goes like when she's scared of me. You know, she thinks I can intimidate her and everything. So you know, like one time, like I was doing good, and she said, well, Vincent, she said, like Tom said, I could criticize.
You know, you're another Willie Malone, though. If you get on our side, goddammit, you could help the George Jacksons, and the Che Guevaras, who you look like.
Yes, Mother, I said that.
He also said, Vincent was telling me, every time he gets his way out of a situation, I was saying, Vincent, what are you going to do when you get off of Penny's crew? And I said, you're going to be right back in the same trouble. You're fooling everybody. You're just cheating yourself. And when you get when you get off Penny, you're just going to do something wrong and come back again. And he said, no, I can fool people, Jarrah. I won't get caught this time. And about
that's one thing he can't do because he gets caught all the time.
Dad, when we was back, that's true. I did say that, but he was talking negative to me too, and about. Okay, that's
so
true.
So what was
that's
he
true.
Saying? What was he saying?
We was just both wrong. We shouldn't have been talking negative. What was he saying?
Now don't talk about sellout. It's not sellout. And you're shutting up because you're looking at your elder brother. Now, it is proper to tell in a communist society what is wrong, whatever your motivation.
The only reason I said it, because they both do this shit. I could see it if it was somebody that, you know, that was at least trying to toe the line. These fuckers will talk negative, and he'll turn Vincent in to try to get off the crew, and he'll do vice versa. Well, shut up.
I want to hear what he said.
Like he said at one time, I said, man, we're going to have to get some extra chicken. He said, yeah, that's true, because, you know, it ain't equal. Like, one time I went up there, I didn't get nothing but a small piece. He said that when they passed out chicken, he said, it ain't equal. I said, well, you know, and then that was over with. And then he said, he was just talking about, you know, Penny's just using me, because I was writing Jer up. She had me writing Jer up, and he was trying to get me to stop writing him. He said, well, she's just using you and stuff. So, you know.
That's not true, Dad. What happened was I wrote you a note. I was saying, I was asking you, could I move out of dorm one? Because I felt.
Oh, goddamn, there's such much, much better things to be doing than this shit. This is outrageous. I can't believe I've been doing this all my goddamn miserable life. I gave up $7.5 million to set in this shit. Called a gangster all over the goddamn country, and I'd been hailed if I'd give in to him.
He did say that, Dad, and you know I was wrong. I shouldn't have been talking negative to him, and one day I had been doing good for around 3 or 4 days, and Tom said I could criticize Penny, and so I did. And she said she got all upset, you know. She said you're just trying to intimidate. I said no, I'm not. I'm just trying to tell you how I feel. She said, well, I don't care if you're doing good for 3 days. She said I'll put you on the scrub board. And I went and told Tom, you know, and she got scared. I knew she did. And she said, well, let's just talk about our problems. You know, after I told Tom, she said, let's just talk about our problems and relate to each other. Like, you know, she, like when we was up at the tent yesterday, I was writing a letter to you about
Jesus Christ. Can somebody put an end to this? I'm sick of this. I'm sick of it. I'm sick tonight of it. I'm sick of it. I've suffered all night long, and there's no mercy in this place.
That's right. That's right. You stay on the crew. I don't care how long you stay on the crew, because I talked to your ass, and you still did the same shit with Jared, talking negative and shit. Penny, maybe you ought to work on your shit, because you God, you're bad as these guys half the time. You ask him why he's hostile, he tells you, then you come and talk to me because he told you why he was hostile. You just, God damn, you're like a fucking kid. You're the same manipulating son of a bitch I knew in the first fucking place, and you just cut it out and you stay on a goddamn crew too. It's ended. Excuse me. You sit down. Thank you. Salute me. I'll break your neck.
Now, you goddamn miserable people in the pharmaceutical department got medicines. I pay the cost thousands of dollars to bring it across the sea, and you won't take the goddamn medicines. Now, you tell me why in the hell you didn't. Missed medications frequently, and today, Lena Benton, Gloria Griffith, Kathy Jackson, Margaret James four times, Tanitra Johnson, Billy Jones, 3 days, Johnny Jones, Fanny Jordan, Lydia Morgan, 2 days, Callie Mitchell, B. Arson, Rose Peterson, Kay Nelson, Glory Roses, has anemia and does not pick up iron 3 times a day, Beanie Thompson, Janice Warren, oh, son of a bitch, Yvonne James, Leanne Amos, Jean Chaikin, Elaine Backman, Renee McMurray. These people should be given a warning. There have been several announcements, that service times to not miss medications, because Dad spends thousands of dollars for our health care, and you are wasting money and people's lives by not taking medications as ordered.
I have never missed
the
medication.
I get provided for you, and it costs like hell. Why do you people do this?
In my case, is laziness, Dad, and I'll take my medicine from this point out.
No, I'm supposed to miss 5 days. I'm supposed to miss my hormones 5 days, and that's why I've been off for 5 days.
You missed your medicine.
I missed it.
I don't start taking my medicine too on time. Thank
you, Dad. K. Rose is doing fine on her job. Good attitude. Ollie says she has really. Does really well in the kitchen. That's good, Kay. We're very happy to get that piece of news. Shift, please. I can't see.
I can't see.
I just can't see, that's all.
Somebody get up here.
Shaq.
Larry, you can't see.
You want to know about the
says, praises, Amila Tardy on spare time work very hard to plant flowers in front of and back of dorm 3. Is helpful and cooperative on her job in the nursery. Novella Sneed, garlic crew supervisor, wants to praise her. Ethel Bell, garlic crew supervisor, wants to praise her also. L.V. McGinnis, praised for his good work and the janitorial staff. Georgia Cadney, very good worker. Leola Moorhead, very good worker. Mary Walker, volunteered to help clean the tables. Irma Winfrey, doing very good job cleaning the tables. Mike Lund, Ben Barnett, Ernest Jones, praised for the work they did in the aluminum house. Aaron Hendricks, Steve Jones, Al Touche, Clifford Gigg, Emma Griffith, Stan Gigg, Mark Cardell, Mike Lund, Lou Jones, Johnny Jones, Lou Jones Jr., and Larry Jones. They offloaded, and David George, all helped unload the tractor at the aluminum warehouse. April Klingman has made a great improvement in her behavior, has no more fits, and is cooperative at home. Tad Jensen's attitude has improved, is cooperative with supervisors. Randy Cardell has shown great improvement, hardly throws fits anymore, and is cooperative. Dante Carroll used to cry at the drop of a hat, but now he doesn't. Michael Felton, doing well, is cooperative, hardly throws fits anymore. Lisa Winston did not cry today when she got her sores treated. Ronnie Behrman deserves praise. He has shown a lot of sensitivity and warmth towards the children. There are very few men that will become involved with early childhood education. Joanne Johnson, a very good house parent and teacher. Ollie Smith, very good with children, shown a lot of sensitivity to their needs. Willie Graham is a senior member of the preschool staff, and she never lets down. Mary Ford has done wonders with Raymond McKnight since she has become his house mother. Jeff Smith earned the most stars for this week in elementary school. Sean Anderson earned the most stars for this week in class. Tyron Cartmell has made the most improvement in attitude and cooperation. Dad says that's amazing. And the last one, Raimondo Hicks, Tracy Parts, Stephanie Sweeney, worked very good at the Chicory on Sunday.
One thing bothered me. I hear Larry Jones. I hear Larry Jones is raises a real worker there. And I heard some of these people manipulate their children to beat hell. But Rita Lennon pointed out something that was bothering me because he's very precious. And I hear he made a good work report. Rita was saying that he's unhappy over his brothers, what's going to happen to them. Larry, do you want to talk about this? It's because this bothers me. Are you happy here, son? Are you worried about anything?
He's coming? Well, let's come quickly, please.
In reference to the other question, there's been no issue, Rita, made over that. That's just nothing to even worry about. There's been no issue. One party may have made it, but I don't know anything else. What the hell's the difference anyway? Fuck the world. What, son, is what is it that you're worrying about?
I ain't worried about it anymore after the last.
I'm not scolding you, darling. I'm just interested in you because Stephen likes you and he thinks that you're doing a good job. Seem happy?
Yeah.
But you don't go to don't you ever watch movies at all, honey?
Not really.
Don't you like them?
No, I just don't like to watch.
But what is it about that you don't like to watch? It's okay. It's okay. I'm just interested.
I usually get bored, so I just don't watch.
Well, I agree. I agree with that. I do too. Did you like The Day of the Jackal?
Not really.
Why not?
Uh-huh.
Didn't you find that fascinating, him trying to go kill that dictator?
Yeah.
Did you watch it all the way through, or did you ever know? Did you watch it all the way through? Did you understand it?
Not really.
Did you do any reading, hon?
No.
You think that maybe that's why you get bored then, you don't understand some of the things that was happening. Was that it?
I think so. Yeah.
Tell me, what was the movie about?
Day of Jackal.
I didn't understand it really.
You didn't at all? Well, it's a difficult plot. I wonder how many children didn't understand. How many children didn't understand Day of Jackal?
Come on, hold your hands up. How many people didn't understand the Day of the Jackal?
Your teachers ought to be teaching them. You ought to be teaching them.
Elementary?
Elementary? They ought to be taught. They ought to be taught. That's a complicated movie. Now to be told how the passport, how they forge a passport, and how identities. They lose it the first part of the movie. Did you see Children of the Dam, Larry?
Not the whole thing.
Why not, hon?
Because I didn't want to.
Why not?
Just want no reason.
Well, son, I believe you could have understood that. I believe you could if you'd have looked at it. That showed young people they were way advanced of adults, and they had all this concern for peace and justice. The only mistake they made was to kill themselves. They ought to use their power on the bastards around them. You ought to see that. You say you're happy here?
Yes.
You must have given your mother some impression that you're doing a lot of worrying.
The reason I came up with that, it's been some time since he's asked me, but he asked me if I thought his brothers would be coming, and he has made the statement that he was worried about them getting killed and about the two little children there. The reason I was concerned, he seemed awfully quiet, and I just didn't know if that was still going through.
Well, I'm not complaining about the observation you made. I think it's that's why I'm picking it out. It's one of the legitimate ones. Why are you quiet, son?
I don't know. I don't know if she's talking about being quiet.
Hmm? You don't know what she's talking about?
No.
You teach him PE and he's not quiet, huh?
Maybe he's just quiet around me. I don't see him much, but if you ask him something, he just doesn't say much, or he'll come over if I'm working on letters and lay down and go to sleep. And that's just my observation when I'm around him. I haven't been around him that much, but I was just concerned that he was maybe keeping stuff inside or something.
I suspect he does to some degree, but if he knows he's doing it, you still prefer, you'd prefer to be here whether they decided to come or not, would you?
Yes.
You like Stephen as he likes you?
Yes.
You feel things working out for you fairly well?
Yeah.
If you don't like movies, then the end of the world not going to come on that, but I would try to understand some of them sometimes. And the teacher should tomorrow explain Children of the Damned and the Day of the Jackal, right? Okay, you can stand up.
Everybody stand. Come on, quick.
Is that all it was, Tracy? It's radio feedback.
It's
radio.
Any more to it?
No.
I thought there was two pages of that.
No, there's two pages like this. This is something
I can't read nothing, so
this is,
I can't see nothing.
These people must be admonished to not shy away from things. People are ignorant about how to treat someone.
Ida Albert, we need you to unlock
little Patty. Everyone must be very friendly to Patty, and because she'll feel, always these kids make these mistakes. They feel dirty by some other silly ass kid who's sexually insecure and wanting to cover for his own sexual problems. So everybody show a lot of warmth to her. And I thought it was so sweet that Sister Basie, our good bumper dancer, was doing that. You patted her, and I think that was so sweet of you. I was very touched, the black mother of the boy who had offended. And you should feel guilty, son, and change your life. You should change your life and realize how terrible it is. You hear what I'm saying? How terrible it is to do a thing like that to a little girl. And you better work on it. You don't act to me like you're moved enough by that. How what you do to scar a child. Again. I really can't make the observation. What's his face doing? I see his hand, but I can't see his eyes. How do you feel about it now? Did we do all the agricultural thing? Will any follow-ups, the farm analysts, will you take the follow-ups? I don't think we did it. We need to do it when we leave. Where is the thing? Where is the thing? If I'm, what are you going to say, son?
Sir, I'd like to apologize to you and the family for my stupidity. And I straightened up. I'm sorry, Patty.
Well, the truck is brought out from Georgetown. We're just leaving that truck in. When the point is, can't we get that boy, that young man? There's a Ricky. Ricky'd be a good. Is that what it says? When will the truck? What is it?
It says, when will the truck be brought out from Georgetown?
When will the truck be brought out from Georgetown? That truck's not to be brought out from Georgetown. It was supposed to be made money. Why aren't they doing something with him?
The dump truck was to be brought to town. The other one was to be brought out. And that's not the dump truck.
The dump trucks to be brought here, right? What's that?
The flatbed should be left in Georgetown. The dump truck should be here, right?
What's John about now? I'm not the best coordination here.
They were going to leave the flat didn't come in the dump truck out. But Charles says we already have a dump truck, and it'd be better to have a dump truck in town because it's a more versatile thing. You can make money loading, hauling dirt, or at the same time loading cargo.
Well, can't they, in the meantime, until that one comes here, then we can bring the flatbed out here, can't we? In the meantime. What about that young man? Could he not get licensed so he could do something, so he can make some money with that damn truck?
The only thing is age might be for insurance status. Anything.
Well, I want somebody to get this thing. Somebody in there can do something with it.
Right.
Got to bring Bruce back. No use to think about him. Who else is in there?
Ujara's
there for the time being. That wouldn't be a bad idea.
Right.
Let's get Ujara.
And this is just until the walk-in trees are foolish. Should again be discussed in a public forum.
Walk-in cooler. We don't need to walk in talk about it. We got one back there that should be brought, shouldn't we?
It says the analysts feel the walk-in freezer cooler should again be discussed in public forum.
Why?
Whoever wrote this up, say something, please.
Put it together now. It's been sitting up there useless.
Can you put it together?
Plywood.
Need what?
Plywood.
What about some of the plywood that we got? Is it all used?
It's all used. The plywood that came in the last set of crates is all used. You have to wait till see how much plywood comes in on the next set of crates.
It seems like a freezer is in order, so they're going through the shipment today. Is any more stuff on there?
No, that's it.
To build that walk-in cooler and freezer is going to take a building to put it in. It's a big unit. And Jack Beam was saying there's one thing we're going to bring down on the boat if we get the boat.
If we get the boat. What is this about? What's wrong with this unit? We can't.